We are exactly halfway through the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the midday show. And so we're playing, we have a couple of Plastic Culture songs that we're playing that are in rotation. And I've enjoyed those, but I don't think I've enjoyed them as much as I've enjoyed this band warming up. A pretty hot band, a little thing, a little treat for you this morning. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, please welcome live in studio, Plastic Culture.
Song Power of Love. We got our next song, So Much Stress, and we hope you dig it. I'm so stuck, I don't know what to do. Small good day, now I'm up until 2 in the morning, thinking, stressing. My mind is just racing, won't even let me control my heart. Damn, lots of stress, all around everyone stressed out. Now I'm feeling like that, I'm on a breakout. Gonna create a great life for just you. Watch me now. Close your eyes and just listen up now. Oh yeah. Do-do-do.
Classic Culture live in studio on the Midday Show, 10:38 the time. We're going to bring them on in here for a conversation. That song was So Much Stress, their brand new song. We'll talk about that and what they've got coming up. Oh, yeah. Give them a couple of minutes and they'll be in here for the conversation. Ten forty-two, 18 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. It's the Midday Show along with Ed. And I'm sitting here right now with the band you just heard, Plastic Culture, live in studio. What a great live set. Thanks, you guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I understood from the moment you started warming up, this is going to be a good morning. This is going to be a good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once we ink out all of the little things that can happen while warming up, you guys just like fired right into it. Thank you. So it's Caitlin, it's Eddie, it's Ollie, Lamar, and Ronnie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Ronnie's the one stalking the room right now,
yes,
right?
He's walking around.
All right. Right on, Ronnie. So tell me about the band. Tell me how you guys managed to find each other. Where'd you get together?
Yeah, so it has a crazy history. This band formed like officially in 2013, but the way we found these guys, I found him through another band that I was working with as a side project. It was a cover band. He came in, I liked his playing, and we just hooked up, and I told him about my main project. And Ollie came in because of Eddie. He got him. They were like friends since, what, high school?
Since high school,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, so we got him. He was, you know, badass on bass, and then... Right. We found this guy, Lamar.
I was sleeping
Lamar.
In a tent on the streets. And they
yeah,
said,
so we were like, you know, might okay. as well just grab him. We felt kind of bad. No, he's great. He's creditable as hell, too. He's been in a lot of...
Well, he opened up for Robert Plant.
Yeah, he opened up for Robert Plant. He played with Justin
yeah,
Bieber.
He, was a little commercial with
he plays
Bieber.
Now with OTEP, so he does a lot of stuff.
None of that matters. We're here
we're
now.
We're happy to have him on drums. So, yeah, I feel like we got a good little...
And then
we got Ronnie King over here, the right. master on keyboards that we hooked up with, and we're so
veteran
thankful.
Veteran in
and
the music
Yeah,
industry.
Veteran in the music. Yeah. He's, you know, won... Grammy.
He's so good he can use a stool as a keyboard stand.
Yeah.
That's how good he is, man. That's how tight his stuff is.
We got that. We got it on video.
So Lamar, you sat down at the drum set, and in less than 5 seconds, you had it just like you had noises coming out of that thing I hadn't heard before.
Well, that's because you guys are great, man. You had it set up. Yeah, they told me you were a master, and they were.
Oh shucks,
it's all studio magic.
So, Caitlin, you mentioned having a cover band. Yeah. When you have a cover band, I imagine that there's just great confidence in knowing that the songs you're doing have worked and have worked throughout history. What's the difference in your original music and taking a chance on live audiences hearing something that has never been heard before?
I guess it's just like what you said, the taking a chance with the cover band. You know, it's safer.
Right.
You could do songs that like crowds love and could sing along to, but... Right. When it's like your own music and your baby and it's something personal to you, you're like, oh God, I hope they're not like, what the heck is this? Or
right.
I don't want to hear this, or you hope they love it. So I guess that is the biggest difference, is just hoping that the people really connect or appreciate your music.
Right. And you don't want some guy going, oh, where's Freebird?
No, not at all. You want somebody to come up after and be like, oh my God, you know that song, like So Much Stress. I felt like that. Like I relate to that. So that's like the biggest compliment to us.
Right.
To get something.
So Ollie, on bass, when you hear other songs with either great bass or not great bass, do you find yourself going, yeah, I could better that? And then you work that into your life somehow as a bass player. The rhythm, do you work those rhythms into
yeah,
your life?
To be honest, I feel like I try not to take too much from other bass players or other musicians in general. I kind of just want to do my own thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But at the same time, like, I listen to everything. So if you do hear a little bit of something that...
I don't.
I'm sure that...
Yeah. I don't. I heard. I wasn't accusing you of anything,
for
man.
Sure.
I'm
saying you saw it.
Yeah. Hey, we don't take kindly to that.
I noticed the logo you're wearing. There was a Mick Jagger tongue. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
And Eddie, you're smooth on the guitar, man. How long you been playing?
I've been playing, honestly, I forget years, so I just go by like school years. I've been playing since I was in middle school.
All right.
And right.
I was 17 in middle school, so right. What does that mean?
I think I was like probably like 13 or 14, you right. know? And just pretty much everything that influenced me from the 90s, because I was a kid in that time. And then like probably my biggest influence was Korn.
Okay.
And then I just kind of brought out to like other things from like the 80s, the 70s and 60s, and just kind of wanted to diversify myself to make our music a little even more interesting.
All right. Help me out technically, because when you came in, you brought an amp that you were going to switch from one style or one guitar sound to another. Tell the audience what that was.
Just clean to distortion, you know, a little bit of reverb and delayed for solos and different things. Like we have a diverse set list of songs that we play. So like we need to have equipment that could handle like any situation.
Right.
So that's all it is.
Right. So the first song we heard, Power of Love. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Okay, I'll take that then.
I was like looking
Eddie, right. So I was zoning out. I was like, I'll let Eddie take
she's
it.
She's the lyric, you know, songwriter. We're co-songwriters, but she's the lyricist. So I felt like she should talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it would help if I had eyes like a chameleon that could go two different ways. You know?
I was just zoning out. Sorry. Yeah, no, Power of Love, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's just about, like, being in a relationship or being with somebody that you shouldn't necessarily be with. Maybe they're not right for you, or you just shouldn't be there, and you know it's wrong, but you kind of can't help it because you just, it's like the power of love, you know, that they got. Yeah, so it's pretty much just about that.
All right. Okay. There's this show on like A&E or something where people marry prisoners. You know, it's like
no. Oh.
that's exactly what the song's about.
Comes on right
it's
after.
Called Power of Love Prisoner.
<That's right. laughs> And the new song, which by the way, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your face here. I really, really liked So Much Stress.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
so
really liked that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that one has a little bit more, I guess, like thought or heart into it. That I was working. And I just wasn't really happy. I was like 18, because you know when you like you turn 18, you're all right now to get a job or go here. So I got a job, and I just wasn't really happy, and I wanted to do music, and it was kind of like preventing it a little bit. So I was like, I just started writing music because I just wrote what I felt, you know, the way I felt, and that's how I felt. Like I was stuck, and I wanted to make it, and I wanted to break out. So that's where So Much Stress came from. And I was like 18 at the time.
Do you have a favorite place where you write? Is there a favorite like part of the house, or you like writing at the beach? Is there a place where you feel more creative in your writing?
I do love writing at the beach, because if you do listen to my lyrics, I do talk about like the sand and the ocean a lot, just because I do love the beach. It's really calming. I really like it when nobody's there though, like at night or something.
Right. We all like it when nobody's there.
Right. Yeah. You know, I could just listen to the waves crash, you know, against, it's just really something like I don't know, either spiritual or just relaxing about that. I love writing there. But honestly, anywhere where creativity hits is where I want to write. And I'll go write with him.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you. So you write as a combination?
Yeah, it depends. Like sometimes we'll write together. Other times, like if I'm just jamming and I come across something that I think sounds pretty cool, I'll introduce it to her and be like, hey, what do you think of this? You know? And for me, it's funny because usually I'll start with a bass line or some chords and then just like, do you think we can work with this? And she'll tell me right off the bat, nah.
Right.
Or sometimes I got to convince her, but most of the time, she's really good with that.
Right. And is there ever a case where you'll introduce a song to the rest of the band and the rest of the band goes, no, we can fix this a little bit here, a little nudge there, and everybody's in on it?
Yeah. They kind of just
they're
like, all right, let's do it.
Honestly, we wouldn't be working with these guys if we didn't think they can contribute or add to it.
But so they definitely do. Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, just by the sound of it, this is an amazingly chemically sound band. It really is.
Thank you. I actually steal all my parts from Greta Van Fleet.
Okay. That's not a bad place to steal from, by the way.
No, it is.
Yeah, really.
No, we need less of that.
I stole some change out of their car. I used to valet park. They had a lot of money in the ashtray. But you mentioned the beach and the serenity. Let me share something with you for a second. I put forth the theory that the ocean itself is a symphony. And the sounds that you hear from the ocean with the wildlife and the birds and stuff, that's like the background singers. And it really is a symphony. So I can imagine the creativity in writing music must be insane there.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. Yeah.
All right. Tell us about the video.
Which one?
Oh my God, there's more than one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was like,
No, that's okay. So there's the video of you at Pepper, the band.
Oh, okay. So the video that got featured on the Spectrum News with Calvin Washington, the host.
Right.
We just went into the band Pepper.
Right. You guys, which we love. Them. We had him here on the studio.
We had him here not that long ago.
Right.
They have a personal studio in Redondo Beach, right. And we just took it over for a day, and we did like a full set, and we're recording it for this Battle of the Bands thing that we're doing, and we did the song that you just heard.
Right, So Much Stress.
And we just thought, you know, hey, let's submit it to this guy. He liked it. He put it up, so we were really excited about that.
Right on. And more videos coming down the pipe?
Oh yeah. You know, we actually just released a single called Say My Name. It's a cover. And we came out with a music video, and it's actually our highest one yet. So yeah. Really
oh, right on.
That.
So it's a music.
And that's the first track. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's featuring the great Ronnie King as well.
Yeah.
All right.
First of many.
Go Ronnie, man. Knocking it out of the park every minute here. You look at him. All right. So the is the video for Say My Name, is it like a traditional video where we see acting happening? Or is it a live performance video?
It's more like a live performance video. It's like official music video. For acting though, we do have that. We have that in our other original song called Dying Alive.
Right.
We have like a whole little story.
Right. He tried to kill us, by the way.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We can't get into details.
No, we could. Let's get into details.
Let's get into some details.
We like to break the law quite often.
Okay. That's great. I'm glad that's on
let's
air.
Let's start with that.
And we were just wanting some really cool shots. So first it was difficult finding a film guy that can be like, yeah, you know what, let's do that. So we like this little scenery spot kind of in Whittier where like there's, what is it? Not the Azusa Mountains, but do you remember what it is?
I forget the name of the mountain.
It's off of Kalima Road, if you know that area. Right. But you get like mountains and then like a little highway. So my buddy let me borrow like an 85 Chevy pickup.
Okay. Everybody should have one.
Yeah. He souped it up and it's a two door, so there's only like room for like me and her, and we're like, hey, it'd be cool if you guys like sat on the back in the bed, right?
Yeah, I was like, that'd be cool.
An open flatbed truck. He's going 60 miles an hour.
No way.
Up the hill.
Well, I'm actually going a little more than 60.
Yeah.
I was going pretty fast.
Yeah, that's the day I'm leaving the band right there, man. I'm sorry. I was thinking your next video, if you really want to break the law, you go up to the Hollywood sign, you push down the H, and it becomes Hollywood.
I'm all for that.
Just push that H over, man.
That's awesome.
All right, so you got a couple of shows coming up, right? Do you have a new show coming up at Warner Center Park?
We do, yeah. Okay. We have a show called Concerts on the Green, and it's just like a little concert series that they throw. That's going to be
at the OC Fair.
Oh, no,
that's a different show.
Yeah, it's a different show.
So August 8th is OC.
No,
that's Warner Center Park
right.
And Woodland Hills. And then August 14th
that's OC
is
Fair.
OC Fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper. All right. So what's in the future? Where do we see ourselves in the next year?
You know, that's an awesome question. You know, we're really excited because I said we hooked up with Ronnie and we're a part of his Ronnie King music group now. Right. So we're really excited. I can't say too much, but what I could say is we're getting some things in the work with like a big show, a big concert event. We're really excited about that.
First big show for the end of this year.
Yeah,
big headliners.
Really excited. I can't say too much, but what I could say is that we're getting it ready and we're really stoked, you know, or we're getting things that we need for ourselves to get ready for the show. Also, we're going to have a tour.
2022,
which we're getting ready for with Ronnie and his
group.
So we're just really, really excited about that. So that's what we're looking forward to.
So when you look forward to a tour, do you look forward to bad food and no sleep? Is that pretty? You kind of have to train for bad food, don't you?
It's crazy. We've been talking about it for a while because we're like, we want to do it because obviously we love music and we want to make this our career, right?
Mm.
But it sucks because we have cats and whatnot.
We're going to miss them.
Yeah.
Right. What do you do when you have cats?
I know.
Yeah,
the pet lover in us.
Can we
bring them? Bring them on the bus with us.
So we have a couple of places here. We have in Laguna Beach, we have a place called the Bluebell, and we have a place called Catmosphere. And maybe they'll take care of your cats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know,
that was a nice plug.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, by the way,
everything you've
for
been
all
seeing,
your cat needs. Yeah.
Everything you've been seeing thus far, though, with what we're doing, we're gonna take it to the next level. Right. Like, we want to go full on Hollywood. We want to like dominate. We don't want to like be just another band in the mix. We want to be on top.
All right.
So we're everything you can think of. We're going to do it. We're going to be at the top of the
All right,
world.
Let me punch you a little bit about that. Okay. Professionally, what's the first step?
Honestly, getting solid recordings and having a good ear. You need to have a great production,
right,
and you need to be able to take constructive criticism.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need to know if something doesn't sound good and if it does, and you got to work
it.
On that.
Yeah.
Because recordings, I mean, you could put out albums and albums and albums.
Right.
But if they're, I can't cuss, I'm sorry. If they're not good,
yeah,
it's not going to go anywhere. You need to catch an audience. You need to do something that's a little bit original and a little bit of like, oh, it reminds me of this, but with a new flavor, you know?
Right.
And then it could be the opposite end of if the music is really good, but the production just isn't there. It sounds like it was recorded off an 8-track. People aren't really going to be like, yeah, you know, they don't want to hear it because they both need to go. The music has to be good and the production has to be just as good, you know.
Do you have specific engineers that you work with?
We do.
Okay. Yes.
We have Frank Griner, who we absolutely love. He's amazing. He's worked on Rob Zombie's Hellbelly Deluxe.
His biggest hit.
That's his album. Yeah, sorry, it's his album name.
He was a co-engineer for
that. No, don't worry. Yeah, the word hell is okay.
Okay, good.
Hell is fine.
Yeah, so he's worked with...
What's that? Perfect Circle, P.T. Pepper, or
Def
something?
Leopard. He's
Def
worked
Leopard,
with a bunch
Alice
of
Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
All right.
He recently did. He's doing more videos now, but he still does a lot of like engineering and production.
He spent decades on his craft, and I feel like you could hear it. I believe you could hear it because our music sounds very professional, and I believe it's because of Frank. Frank
did
is
something
amazing.
For Mariah Carey recently too, and yeah, that also. He's a guitarist, Phil Lex. Yeah, Phil Lex. Yeah, he did something for him as well.
Very talented guy.
Really? Yeah, I'm telling you. So if you're doing stuff for Mariah, you're getting paid.
Yeah.
You're getting paid. So you guys don't have to pay him very much. He's got money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no,
you know, a couple.
That's good.
But yeah, no, he's awesome with that.
Lamar, how long have you been playing?
A long time.
Just too many years to count. And I won't ask you specifically how many years.
Oh, no,
but since you were...
I don't know how many years. Just like you said. I was like six, though. You know, so,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's been a while. Were you with the kid in the with the pots and pans in your living room? And...
Well, I knew I was lazy from the beginning. So that was kind of easy. So, yeah.
All right. Cool. And we gave you electronic drums to work off of. Is there a drummer snootiness about electronic drums compared to regular drums? Is there like that...
I use both. I practice on electronic drums every day. So, you know, they're all the same to me. You know? You can make anything sound good. You know what you like, so you do what you like. So it's my philosophy of life.
Essentially what he's saying is, I got the skills. I can make anything sound good.
No, I did not say that.
Yeah, I'm saying it for you right there. I'm saying it for you,
I appreciate
man.
It,
you
man.
Got
Thank
the
you, man.
Skills.
Thanks, man.
And Ronnie, where you at? Ronnie, I wish we had a chance to talk to you a little more. Why don't you jump on a mic really fast?
Jump on the mic, Ronnie.
Just really quick.
No, come on! You got a lot. You got a lot of knowledge.
So,
hey, bro.
So yeah, I've been waiting to ask you this question, Ronnie. What do you think of these people? No, I'm just kidding. No,
no, I'm down. Really, from the minute I heard them, I was like, my office goes, yeah, let's just get in where you can fit in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
that was
well.
An yeah. We were not trying to come in and change the world or reinvent something. They're already invented. They just, you know, I mean, the things that this business. What you have to have is you have to have organization,
right.
Money,
right.
Great people around you that will guide you in the right direction.
Right.
And they're willing participants, and I'm a willing participant. I know Lamar is too. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a very synergistic moment, I think, for all of us. And we're just going to see where the road really takes us. And here we are today.
Right.
KXFM in Laguna.
And you know what? You guys are riding a wave of cool talent into wherever it is that Eddie wants to be in a year.
Yeah.
You're riding a really cool wave right now, man. So congratulations, and I'm honored to be a part of it this morning, man.
Me too.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if our listeners want to purchase your music, where can they go where it'll benefit the band the most? Downstairs in the parking garage, out of the trunk of my car, man. I got CDs.
I don't know if it's. I don't think it's a secret. You know, Spotify doesn't really pay out.
No.
Right.
And when you're trying to come up, iTunes and all that stuff doesn't pay out. If you really want to support local musicians, buy their merch.
Right.
Go to the shows, buy a ticket.
Buy merch. All right.
Do that.
Come out to the shows. Just experience the liveness of it. But I mean, you could find us at Spotify, Plastic Culture.
Can we buy your merch online? And if so, where?
Yeah. At www.plasticcultureofficial.com. And that's with one C. So just one C, Plastic Culture.
Okay.
Official.com.
That's tour dates, merch, photos, videos, everything, bio, just whatever you want
to
look up.
If you come out to our shows too, we'll have merch tables. We'll have it all set up.
All right, right on. Right on, man. I'm delighted to have met all of you. I'm talking to Caitlin, Eddie, Ollie, Lamar, Ronnie. Thank you so much for being here this morning, man. We had a blast with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Make sure we have you back before you go. I'd love to have you back before you go on the tour. Can we do that?
Are you guys doing KXmas this year or no?
We might do a KXmas. I'd love to. You know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on in October. We got the Taste of Laguna and stuff, and then beginning of next year. But yeah, let's do something.
There you go.
Sweet. All right, let's do something. Totally. All right, awesome. The band is Plastic Culture. We were delighted to have them in studio this morning.
Thank you, KXmas.